Farmers in Wisconsin are spending less on production costs. That's according to a new report from the National Agriculture Statistics Service. While some areas of farm expenses saw spending upticks in 2018, others, like feed, saw sharp declines. This news comes amid tough economic conditions for many farmers and a record-breaking streak of dairy farm closures here in Wisconsin and around the country. Hope Kerwin joins us now with a look at the latest numbers. She's a WPR reporter based in La Crosse. Hope, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Before we dig into some of the individual categories that they broke down here, big picture, Hope, what did we see in this new report?
Yeah, farm production expenditures, that's what farms are spending basically to operate, declined by about 12% from 2017 last year.
And how much, in money terms, roughly, how much is that?
Yeah, so overall, Wisconsin farms spent $10 billion in farm production expenditures. And so that breaks down to about $155,000 on average per farm.
Now, one of the biggest drops that stands out, or a couple of the biggest drops, looking at the report and your writing about it, Hope, is it looks like farmers are spending way less on things like equipment and farm improvements. What kind of things did we see there?
Yeah, so spending on trucks and autos was down 67%. We also saw less spending on farm machinery. That was down 45%. And spending on tractors and other self-propelled machinery, that was down 36%. As well as, spending on farm improvements or constructions, that was down 58%. And it's important to note that when looking at 2017's report, these categories, trucks, farm machinery, tractors, actually saw some of the largest expense increases after seeing huge declines in 2015, 2016, around the time when most commodity prices fell, specifically milk prices. And so a lot of experts pointed to the fact that in 2017, a lot of that equipment probably had reached a point in its life stage that it needed to be replaced or updated.
So a lot of that money might have happened in 2017, and then not as many farmers are investing in that kind of thing now.
Exactly. If they invested last year in 2017 rather, that means they didn't have to make a lot of those expenses in 2018.
Now, you talked to some farming and agribusiness experts about this, as you mentioned. Is there a concern that those ongoing low commodity prices in 2018 were making farmers less ready to invest in the future, just given their uncertain future?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, because commodity prices have been low, although we're starting to see them improve lately, but because we've seen them at just very low for a prolonged period of time, that means that farms haven't been as profitable. So that means they don't have as much to then go ahead and turn around and invest back into their farm through things like construction or improvements. And so those are the things that are going to get, cut first. If they can get another year out of that tractor rather than, spending money on an equipment, they're going to try to, get along without having to make that purchase because they simply don't have the funds.
Talking to Hope Kerwin about a new federal report on farm spending here in Wisconsin. Hope is a WPR reporter based in La Crosse. One category that went up when it comes to spending is labor costs, Hope. What would be driving that?
Yeah, spending on labor went up by 6% in 2018. And one of the experts I talked to said that this kind of represents this rapid shift that we're seeing towards larger operations. We know that larger farms depend more heavily on hired labor, which is what we're seeing here, labor spending. And so, in 2018, we saw a lot of farms exit the business. But we know that production in our state has not gone down. And so that is pointing more towards consolidation, towards larger operations getting bigger to kind of compensate for smaller operations going out of business. And so therefore, they're going to be spending more on labor. It also represents the fact that, we see really low unemployment throughout the state. And so that the general economy, those trends have put pressure on the ag economy also to raise wages as well. This person that I talked to said the debate around immigration and our immigration system, also has an impact on farm labor because we know that, a big chunk of the workforce oftentimes is immigrant workers.
Spending on taxes was another thing that went up for farmers in 2018. And you might look at that and say, oh, so taxes increased for farmers, but it may be a little more subtle than that.
Yeah, taxes was one of those categories that actually stumped the couple of farm management specialists that I talked to. But they offered a couple different areas where we might see farmers paying more in taxes. One, if they're not spending on these capital investments in things like machinery or in infrastructure, they're not able to tap into some of the tax breaks, these incentives that for small businesses that we offer when they make capital investments. It also could represent the fact that more farms are having to sell off capital, maybe selling machinery, maybe selling off stored grain inventory from previous years that they were holding on to in the hopes that prices would improve. If they're making those transactions now and or even selling land, if it gets to that point, then they're possibly going to be having gains, and those gains are going to be taxed.
You mentioned in your story, this isn't just a story about the farmers themselves. Is there concern that, okay, if farmers' spending goes down, this hurts the local rural economy, wherever they happen to be based?
That is a huge concern when looking at these sort of farm expenditures. You know, we know local businesses, these machinery dealerships, you know, the places that they purchase things like feed and things, seeds, agricultural chemicals, that sort of thing. You know, those are the businesses that rely on those expenditures. So if farmers are spending less, that means those businesses are earning less.
In talking to experts, Hope, I mean, there's a lot going on for farmers in Wisconsin. The concerns about commodity prices you mentioned. We haven't talked about tariffs, but a lot of farmers in various commodities are worried about that. Coming to this report in particular, did the experts say, okay, this is important information. This is giving us a clue as to what's going on in our farming economy?
I think it's just one piece of the puzzle. I mean, prices definitely, looking at those, plays a huge impact on kind of the taking the temperature of the ag economy. But, you know, it's important also to look at these, the way farms are spending their money, what they're spending it on, to kind of understand what trends we're seeing in the industry.
Hope, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That's Hope Kerwin, WPR reporter based in La Crosse. She joins today to talk about why Wisconsin farmers are spending less on production costs. That's from a new federal report.